Stiles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports, taking you up to 2 p.m. All guests and callers join us in the Folsom Lake Honda Hotline. Folsom Lake Honda, your one-stop Honda shop. 916-339-1140 if you want to be a part of the conversation. Fun show already as Chris makes sure that we get back on track talking Russell Wilson. No, it's me. Because I'll keep going. That's the problem. As we talk Russell Wilson and his legacy, a little later in the show, probably next segment, we will talk about the NFL owning NBA and viewership. Is there something actually wrong with the NBA product? Or is it just a matter of the urgency that the NFL has that no other sport currently does? Let's get back to Russell Wilson and his legacy. So, long story short, if you missed the last segment or you haven't heard so far, the Broncos are essentially moving on from Russell Wilson. They are deciding to make him inactive for the rest of the season, going with Jared Stidham, and Jared Stidham being the bridge to a possible bridge. I don't think the Broncos are looking to – I don't think this is a tryout for Stidham. I think this is very much the same situation he found himself with the Raiders because he balled out. Raiders against the Niners. They ended up losing that game, but the Raiders had no intention of holding on to Stidham, and I don't think that the Broncos will either. I believe Sean Payton wants to start fresh. And there's so many layers to this, Chris. There's the Russell Wilson person and the Russell Wilson player.
Yeah.
Let's start with the Russell Wilson player. Okay. That's cleaner.
Okay.
I think, right?
Sure, yeah.
So, and they're connected, but as far as a player is concerned, we had a quick convo yesterday and thought, would he retire, right? I don't know if this absolves, if you're making him inactive, how that money works. Are they paying him? Is he going to be free from that Broncos contract and somebody can re-sign him? That's what we're trying to figure out. Because if we can re-sign you to a cheaper deal and something that is more appropriate. I look at Russ, to be honest, not as bad, and somebody's going to freak out. I can feel a 925 texting right now. It's similar to Klay Thompson in that Klay is not going to get anywhere near $40 million in his next contract, but he still can do some things in this league. I think Klay is better than Russell Wilson. Don't get me wrong, but you understand where I'm going with this. Because if Russell Wilson is okay with putting his pride aside, he's made a ton of money between him and Sierra. They couldn't want for anything in the world money-wise. Go to Hotlanta. Sierra, I know she had songs with Ludacris. I don't know if she's from Atlanta. One, two, step and all these songs. So go to Atlanta. You got to be better than Desmond Ridder. It's a weak division. Yep. Okay. You go there on a humbling contract. See if you can make a playoff run. Or just ride off into the sunset.
Yeah,
I don't see Russ wanting to be in any type of cold weather. And I think that the money, there was no way Russ could turn down Denver. But you do have, I know they have a growing, beautiful family. But I don't think Sierra would love to kick it in Denver.
Right.
I
mean, wasn't that part of the conversation,
yes,
though?
Yes, but they got cashed out.
Right.
I think she
was like, okay.
I think she would rather be in Atlanta.
Right.
That's just a guess.
Right.
Right? So go to Atlanta. See what you got left in the tank. We know you're better than Desmond Ridder. Mm-hmm. If Atlanta, I got to see where they are. I got to pull up my tankathon. They might want to just start fresh. But if they don't, Russ has to decide, essentially, does he want to be a bridge guy himself?
Yeah.
Or do you want to just ride off in the sunset? Because look at Joe Flacco. We thought Joe Flacco was done. This guy's about to make the playoffs.
Right.
So Russell has a decision to make. It's the same conversations we've had with the Cam Newtons of the world. When you have that star power name, are you okay with being in a battle? As we said with Keegan Murray, yesterday's price is not today's price. Well, that can be said in a positive way or a negative way. And for people like Klay Thompson and for people like Russell Wilson, yesterday's price is not today's price, but in the opposite direction.
Right.
So is Russell Wilson willing to eat that humble pie? Or does he just ride off into the sunset? Those are the only options I see here.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely don't think he's going to retire. And he tweeted out earlier today,
God got me, essentially,
and excited for what's next. I think that he's the exact kind of guy who wants to always prove someone wrong. You know, he's got a little bit of that you know, that chip on his shoulder, if you will, from being an undersized quarterback that, you know, nobody really believed that Russ could have the career he ended up having. I think he definitely would want to prove himself. I'm trying to find, because I do think you're right. I don't think he would want to go to a cold weather place. Chicago is a really big city, but I don't think, you know, playing for the Bears would really do him very well. You know, maybe one of the Florida teams. It seems like Tampa might be okay with Baker Mayfield, but you know, just I can't really find a situation that makes a whole lot of sense for Russell Wilson.
Besides maybe Atlanta,
maybe one of the New York teams. I could see him maybe being a Giants quarterback, but then he also wouldn't have to take, like, he would have to not take money in order to be with those guys. So I don't know. I just have a tough time seeing him calling it a career and saying, you know, it was fun. I just don't think that's the note he wants
not
to leave
like this
at the end of his career. So I definitely don't think he's going to go back to Denver. I think even if
they're
they offer him,
I think Diana Rossini said that
they're
going to
cut him. Yeah, they're going to cut him
in March.
Yeah. I would almost guarantee he's going to want to find a spot where he can start. I don't even think he wants to compete. Maybe even New England. Who knows? I could see that being a situation that makes a lot of sense for him, just trying to, you know, be with Bill Belichick and just feel like I'm a winner and I want to win ball games, and that's all I care about. And I'm more than okay living the Patriot way.
It's more about guys that are in that, or teams that are in that, we think we might be a quarterback away.
Right.
Because if you're, that's why
it's
I would say.
I think he's more of a bridge also to
right,
answer.
Because that's why, because Dan, I mean, the Giants just paid Daniel Jones. So I don't know what's going on there.
Right.
And if I'm the Giants, you went from Tommy DeVito to, you got Tyrod. I just, I wouldn't deal with
and
it.
And it's a deep quarterback class too. I mean, I just mentioned the Patriots. The Patriots are definitely going to draft a quarterback.
Yeah. And before we get to the person part of Russ, I pulled up literally NFL teams right here. The Cardinals, I don't know.
Yeah.
If they're moving on from Kyler, you just start fresh.
Yeah, right.
They don't. There's no reason to bring in Russell Wilson. I've already mentioned the Bills. Panthers got their guy. Even if they don't want their guy, they got their guy. I think the Bears, they have the number one pick, so they start
fresh. They're
going to
take the quarterback.
I'm looking here. I mean, the Browns, they have Deshaun, but that guy can't stay on the field, and when he does, he's not very good. But I don't think they
do
anything there.
You can't pay two quarterbacks, though.
Texans, no. Green Bay is sort of interesting.
Yeah.
Cold weather place, though.
I don't know if they would move on from Jordan Love for Russell Wilson either.
Well, I think it's – right. Well, that would be Russell Wilson taking humble pie.
Yeah.
There's situations where it would be, hey, if this guy messes up, you come in. Or there's situations where this is a straight-up battle.
Yeah.
I don't think Russ is going to be handed anything besides Atlanta. Because I'm going through – Colts, Anthony Richardson, your boys.
No.
Vikings.
Absolutely not. There's no way.
Speak it into existence.
No, they'll bring back Kirk Cousins before they sign.
Right, Russell. Because even if Kurt stinks, let's just start fresh.
Yeah.
Who else is there? The Saints? Why can't it?
That's interesting.
If Jameis doesn't get any calls this season, what are we supposed to make of Jameis?
I think he's a backup. I just think he's a really good backup.
He can't be worse than Derek Carr.
Yeah, but it's like, if he's your starter, what are you signing up for? Like, Jameis Winston's not going to lead your team to a conference championship or something. So it's just like, you know, you're kind of conceding you're going to have a bad
Steelers,
team.
Russell in
Yeah, that's
Steel
weather,
Town?
Though. I don't know why. I don't feel like,
I
feel like
either.
If you put him in a
Does Sierra want to be in Pittsburgh?
Also that.
Permanthi
right.
Bros. You can get a good sandwich, but I don't think so. Washington? I got two more
That's
for you.
That's an interesting one for sure.
Washington?
I can already see the Magic Johnson tweets being written out right
Russell
now.
Russell Wilson is a great quarterback.
Yeah. Super Bowl winning quarterback Russell Wilson
yeah.
signs with the Washington Commanders.
And the last one for you, the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, I guess they would rather go
Mayo man,
right?
We just can't get rid of this
Because Tannehill's gone. I mean, they're moving
on
from that
And he
situation.
Might be in a carousel. He might be with the Vikings. I'm just trying to help everybody on the Vikings.
Please don't. We're dealing with our own quarterback
so
issues.
We will see what happens with Russell Wilson before we get to a break. Let's just talk Russell Wilson as a person.
Yeah.
We'll never actually know what happened. I mean, the story of the office, that was in Denver, right? Because Sean Payton got rid of the office.
Yeah.
That sounds crazy to me. I maybe, Chris, and I'll be honest with you, maybe I fell for the Russell Wilson 1-2 step, no pun intended, because I thought that he was just a good humble dude.
Yeah.
And all this stuff, I don't know if it's once he got with Sierra. And Sierra, they seem like a normal family. The corny stuff, I'm not really going to get into.
Yeah, I just thought he was a corny guy. But
that's
fine. It turns out he's actually pretty unchill.
But now it's deeper.
Yeah.
And now it's deeper than that.
Like he's pretty selfish and pretty self-centered, really.
Right. So this is his opportunity to rebrand.
Yeah.
Okay, you can, and I'll be honest, not the same
guy. Aaron Rodgers just went through a sick rebrand.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Sick rebrand.
Mm-hmm. Get him on Hard Knocks.
Got to get him on Hard Knocks. That's the key.
Get a younger quarterback that he can.
Russell Wilson on Hard Knocks.
I need to see it, though.
The most cringe television you've ever seen. He's just every moment, hey, guys, come on. Hey, let's get in here. Let's do our best today because, okay, we're going to be better for it, okay? We're going to make each other better, okay?
But the rebrand might work.
It's going to work. Oh, it's definitely going to work. It worked for Aaron. If Aaron Rodgers can have a complete 180 on his persona, there's no reason why Russell Wilson can't convince America that he actually is America's sweetheart.
Before we get to a break, a team that I didn't mention because I just figured they would start from scratch. From the Sack Chat, we have two messages. One from HF. As a Raider fan, I would take Russ in a heartbeat. Come on now. Can't do it.
It depends what money he wants.
I'm just tired of the bridge.
Yeah.
Just go for broke. Just go broke and start fresh. Be
but
the
he
Phoenix.
Can be a, he can be your quarterback for
ashes.
2-3 years.
No. No, no.
What's the other option?
Jaden Daniels.
How?
Go up and get him. If you look, well, the problem is, right, the Raiders keep winning now.
Yeah.
But you got to trade up. Andreas also says in the Sack Chat, the Raiders would be better off with Derek Carr. Well, I don't know about that. I don't want either. Enough. You know what this is? I'm going to say this, and I hope my dad's not listening because, I'm sorry if you are, but we had a car, right? And the car, it was a Toyota, runs pretty well. It keeps going. But it was older, right? My dad had a buddy, okay? And basically, the car was starting to break down on me, all right? And I go to my dad, hey, car broke down. Okay, I'll have my buddy fix it. A couple months later, hey, dad, car broke down again. Okay, I have my buddy fix it. One time, and I don't know if a lot of people know about this, out here in Sacramento, but Mount Diablo, it's one of the biggest mountains in the East Bay in Concord, right by where I live, Concord Clayton. We got stuck up there, me and my future wife, at the top. It didn't start. The car didn't start. I sat there for about 10, 15 minutes, okay? And I said, this isn't happening. We got to get down this hill because it's very narrow. You can't fit a tow truck up there. We ended up getting down. It started in about 10, 15 minutes. I said, Dad, I need a new car, okay? So the Raiders continue to just go to their buddy and get their car fixed when either you get it fixed officially or just get a new car. You had a good run.
Yeah.
Or did you?
I mean, yeah, especially in the position that the Raiders have been in for, don't even know how long it is. It is like, I mean, you know, there's always the risk of, hey, yeah, you take somebody and it doesn't work, but I guess it already hasn't been working, so you might as well live that lifestyle instead of this purgatory lifestyle, right?
Please. Yeah. All right, got to get to a break. When we get back, the NFL owns the NBA in viewership. Do we care? And why do people keep talking about it? Stiles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports. Stiles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports, taking up to 2 p.m. We will begin our Kings conversation very, very shortly. But first, wanting to talk about these numbers that we're seeing. These numbers are getting thrown out from Christmas. And the numbers between the NFL and NBA, obviously the NFL just started doing Christmas games not too long ago. The numbers say the NFL's average viewership over this was 2022. I don't know why this was just posted recently, but I think this is all part of it. 21.9 million for the NFL and the NBA, 4.3 million. This is for the average viewership as people continue and hear from Ari Marov, My Sports Update. Ari always has a lot of good information. NFL, the Raiders Chiefs did 29 million views. NFL Giants Eagles did 29 million. NFL, oddly enough, Ravens Niners did 27. I would assume that's just because it was later. Some of the East Coasters had to get to sleep. you have the NBA. Bucks Knicks did 2.5 million. Warriors Nuggets did 4.1 million. Celtics Lakers did 5.05 million. 76ers Heat did 1.3 million. Mavericks Suns did 1.5 million. And people continue to bring it up, Chris, and dunk, no pun intended, on the NBA. NFL is king. NFL is king. Why do people continue to bring this up? And do you think the NFL actually has a product issue, or is it just the urgency of the NFL compared to not just NBA?
You mean does the NBA have a product issue?
Does the NBA have a product issue?
I mean, I guess people bring it up because to show like, hey, NBA, you think you're killing it. Well, the NFL, which is your closest competitor, or the person that you think is your closest competitor, is quite literally putting up like historic numbers. So if you think you're really hot stuff, well, why aren't you putting up historic numbers like your friend is over there? Because the NFL, I mean, when you look at, you know, in next week when the top broadcasts of the year come out, what, 9 of 10 are going to be football games, if not 10 of 10 are probably going to be live broadcasted NFL games.
Right.
And so I think people just look at that number and say, wow, like what a huge gap there is. But, you know, for those of us that understand how this thing works out, I mean, it's really simple. It's just the NFL has one game a week, so it is must watch. If you don't watch that, then you're missing out on a huge chunk of information from your season. And the NBA has 3 to 4 games a week, and those games don't, you know, impact the stand. It's just, I mean, it's really simple to explain why the NBA would have fewer viewership. I don't think it has a branding issue at all. I think the NBA, if anything, is the example of how to brand your players, your athletes, your stars, and make them more than just athletes. Like LeBron James is just a pop culture name that you have to know. It doesn't matter if your great grandma watches basketball or not, she probably knows that LeBron James is, or has heard the name before. The NFL, like, I mean, how many, even quarterbacks, how many quarterbacks really have that pop culture, or like in the pop culture zeitgeist, like LeBron, Steph Curry, KD,
right.
You know, and those are just the older guys. It's Giannis, Jokic, Luka. Those will be the new names that kind of come to the top. But to me, I mean, I don't think it's anything more than just the NFL scarcity and the fact that, I mean, shout out the NFL and shout out football in general. They own days. Saturday, everyone knows it's college football. Sunday knows, everyone knows it's NFL day. But to me, it's more just the fact that, yeah, I mean, there's once a week. It's really the only schedule appointment television that exists anymore. We don't have, you know, Friends and, you know,
American
Game of Thrones
Idol
is over.
You can always watch
American
them.
Idol.
Yeah.
It's really the only appointment television that exists in America right now.
I'll watch the blind auditions for The Voice, but I won't watch past that.
Sure.
I'm flipping through and I see it's The Voice season finale. That bad boy was 2 hours. Nobody has time for that.
No.
Going to wait.
Even when The Voice was popping, no one had time.
I'm
going to
wait and I'm going to fast forward through it.
Because you're going to announce it at the end of the show anyway.
Sports is it for live television.
Yeah.
Sports is really it. And to me, you make some really, really good points about football. Number one, this idea, because I posted about it yesterday, and a lot of people were saying, oh, I just can't watch because of the flopping, because of this, because of that. If we lived in a world,
because the NFL is so great, never has any controversy.
People complain all the time.
Soft plays or anything.
Okay. Right. If we lived in a world where CTE didn't exist, and let's say every human could regenerate very quickly, right? Like a chameleon or Captain America.
Wolverine.
Wolverine, right? A bunch of Wolverines in the NFL. And they were able to safely play 82 games. Do you think
100%?
Do you think that Goodell
don't
would
have to
stop?
Finish the question? Yeah,
come on. And
there would be 100 games. There would probably 365 games actually.
And on top of that, do we not think? Do you truly, truly think, to the biggest football fan out there, do you truly think that viewership wouldn't drop off a cliff?
100%.
If it was as often as the NBA or dare I say Major League Baseball?
Alan, how many people care that there's a football game tonight?
Nobody. Like, nobody.
Forget
but you'll
the
watch
because
nothing
Browns,
else is on.
Yeah. But it's just like, I mean, I bring that up to say I think that there's a level of fatigue right now. Like I told you yesterday, Alan, would you believe that there's another football game tomorrow? And like, it's because we just dealt with what there was football on Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and then you have another game on Thursday, and there was a game the previous Thursday. It just feels like at some point, there is an oversaturation of the product, and you know they're only putting one game on those Monday or Thursdays. If you put two or three,
oh, they would run it.
It's gonna. I mean, I'm sorry, but the product's gonna get diluted, and people wouldn't watch the same way that they do now.
I think it's a great point you make. Number one, that is why NFL players make so little money compared to the other sports. And every year when they see baseball,
contracts come out, and NBA comes, because they are the most. We got to get some of that.
That's what's so messed up. They make the most money, right? Or they have the most viewership,
and they're not guaranteed too.
Right?
They're the only ones that don't have their contract guaranteed.
They're the only.
Don't ask
ones.
Brandon Marshall, but
it's the best business model out of the pro sports.
It's crazy.
So I don't understand the dunking that people want to do. When to me, it's clear. Now, when somebody responded to me yesterday, last night, they said, it's just better. But that's your opinion.
Yeah.
You like football more than basketball.
Totally. Yeah.
So, and even so, you still can't objectively say it's better without in your subconscious understanding that there are only 18 weeks of this.
Yeah.
Okay. It's the perfect amount of give them a little bit. And like you said, it's getting even a little bit more than that.
Yeah.
But give them a little bit for a week. Now you got to wait till Thursday for one game and it probably stinks. So you really are waiting till Sunday.
Yep.
So that is why the viewership is what it is. And somebody said, well, what about playoffs? Blah, 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 blah. NBA playoffs, one round can take up to 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay, people got dogs and kids and other things they have to do.
Right.
Football, again, it's one and done.
Yeah.
Why do you think people would people watch March Madness if they were all five game series?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. No, and I would even say, like, I'm not arguing that football isn't bigger than basketball. I think it is.
In the U.S.
In the U.S., 100%. Yeah, 100%. But it's more just, I think the gap isn't as wide. Because even if you take a football fan might throw back, okay, well, what about game sevens? Like, even in your one game situation, you're still getting 7-8 million viewers to our 30 million. And it's just, I just think that is a fine argument. I don't have any retort to that. I just think in general, it's the fact that football has become, you know, a little bit like baseball. Like, it is a part of American culture as well.
More
like
than baseball.
If somebody just, because to me, that factors into the equation as well when you talk about, is football just a better sport? Well, it might be because you like it more, but if you just drop somebody who doesn't have the cultural background of knowing, oh, yeah, like everybody growing up just wakes up on Sunday because their parents are watching football and it's just a thing that the family does on Sunday. I mean, it's, again, to bring back the, it's one of the only appointment television. It's kind of only one of the only things that we as a culture kind of do as a family unit nowadays, too. You know, like there's so much of everybody all over the place. Football is definitely one of those communal tribal things that brings people together. And there's not really many places like that. I mean, less people going to church these days, less people going just family gatherings and all that stuff. Like, I do think that football has done, and it's credit to football, not to discount it, but I do think the fact that it is so ingratiated into us as a thing to do, it almost has a not unfair advantage because they've earned it by putting that level of whatever just into the culture. But it's, to me, the fact that it's so ingratiated is also why it just feels like you have to do it, and basketball doesn't have that.
No, and it actually benefits
fantasy football too.
Fantasy football, and I know anybody that I know that plays fantasy basketball or baseball, they just complain.
Yeah,
it's a marathon, right? It's a marathon. The NFL basically is benefiting from how dangerous it is, because since it's so dangerous, they can't play as much as they probably want to, which keeps that urgency where it's at, right? If they did go to flag football and they played more, I think the numbers would drop, not so much because of the hard hitting or whatever, because you'd be able to play more games. All right, got to get to a break. When we get back, continuing this conversation, we will also talk about where the Kings rank in terms of the shooting for the Athletic, the shooting power rankings. You're not going to love where the Kings are at. And also, this is going to be really, really interesting. If you are a Kings fan, we are going to break down. A lot of people have so many questions about the Kings offense. We are going to give a history lesson on where the Kings offense came from and how it can maybe be manipulated in the future to help your Sacramento Kings. Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports. Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports, taking you up to 2 p.m. talking about the NFL owning the NBA. Also going to get into where the Kings rank in the Athletics shooting power rankings and the history of the Kings offense, since everybody always has so many questions about the Kings offense. And of course, we will talk about the Kings upcoming games against the Hawks and the Red Hot Grizzlies. So to tie a bow on this NFL versus NBA thing, I don't think that the NBA necessarily has a product problem. Somebody I was talking to last night said, it's the flopping, it's this, it's that, back in my, you know, before the rule changes. Either way, you're not watching 82 games of that. Mm-hmm. You're not watching 82 games of anything. I know there are some, if you are a power, I don't believe that the NBA lost, and you can call in, all guests and callers join us from the Folsom Lake Honda hotline. Folsom Lake Honda, your one-stop Honda shop. 916-339-1140. I don't believe that the NBA has lost viewers due to rule changes. Mm-hmm. I believe that the NBA has lost viewers because of just society changing in general.
Yeah.
Social media.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what it is, but NBA highlights just hit a little bit differently. I feel like having this conversation between NBA, if I'm being honest here, as we're on quote unquote old media airwaves, I feel like NFL represents old media and NBA represents new media.
In a way, for
sure. NBA, very social.
Yeah.
All the clips, you know, the players so much.
The conversations about the game.
The conversations about the game. It's about the trade deadline, NBA this, NBA that, free agency. It's just consumed differently.
Yeah, for
whereas
sure.
The NFL, one day a week, or, you know, we'll just say one day a week, even though you have the one-off games.
Right.
One day a week, appointment television. It's an event.
Mm-hmm.
You can schedule your day around it. Always know your whole day. You always know when it's going to be. Somebody else said last night, the NFL comes off as a bit
same
of a—
same channels, too.
Yeah, of a mini-series, right? It's a mini-series that you can follow along. It has the storylines.
Right.
It's succinct. It's condensed, right? So I don't necessarily think that the NBA does. Do I think the NBA is perfect? No.
Yeah.
But I don't think the NFL is perfect. We still don't know what a catch is.
Yeah.
The Cowboys, that was a catch by Dez Bryant. We still don't know what a catch is. There's the weird thing about pass interference where, okay, if it gets late in the game, just throw the ball short and have the receiver come back, and now you get to go all the way down the field, right? There are plenty of issues. A couple years ago with the Raiders, my guy put out an index card. There are problems with the NFL. They just get overlooked because of the importance of every game and how it's, okay, that week's over. Now we move to the next week. I don't know why they get overlooked, but let's not act like people don't complain. You have Tom Brady, who just finished saying that the product isn't as good. The teams aren't as good.
Right. Nobody's saying that about the NBA. I promise you that.
Right. Well,
terms of old players, I mean, like, well, they all depends how old
they
the
all
players.
Complain. Right.
NBA, recently retired players will not say that the game is worse.
It's old. It's older. It's like the OG Robertson's players.
Of the world.
And it's, oh, the hand checking, this, that, the third. And people say the same thing about football. It's going to be flag football. But now all of a sudden, when it's time to punch down, I guess you could say, and it's not even punching down, because again, this is all just U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Basketball is bigger worldwide than football.
Yes.
And it ain't close.
Yeah.
And so is baseball. And it ain't close. This is all specific to the U.S. So I don't think the NFL is perfect, but I think that people can use the viewership to overlook that it's not perfect.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. Because I don't understand. I've never understood why people have such big issue with, like you said, the NBA rule changes. People always complain about flopping. I hear it all the time. I'm not going to watch that product. People flopping left and right.
Yeah.
Oh, it's all about threes. Nobody. Well, no one complains about the NFL. I mean, or nobody says, I don't watch the NFL anymore because you hit the quarterback on a head and it's a roughing the passer play or right. whatever. You know, you can't throw it over the middle anymore. Yeah, pass interference. You touch a guy and now all of a sudden, how are you supposed to defend anybody? So I don't understand why the NFL gets that pass and the NBA, for whatever reason, people blame the product. To me, I mean, it is just people, for whatever reason, I don't know if it's because they feel like being a well-rounded sports fan is part of their identity, but for whatever right. reason, it's always just, you know, football can do no wrong. Football can never do wrong, and you know, what it doesn't seem like it's going to change anytime soon either.
I don't think it's going to change, and... You know, I think that it's not an extremely comfortable conversation, but right. we're not here to only have comfortable conversations. If you pay attention to who seems to always want to claim that football is bigger and better and this and here's a viewership, if you look at who is quoting that stuff, the Clay Travises of the world, there's a certain type of person that is doing this over and over again.
Sure.
And I feel like there are a couple reasons. Number one, I think it's because out of the major pro sports, football is the last all-American, no pun intended. Football is about 95% American.
Mm-hmm.
That is not the case for baseball.
Definitely not.
And that is not the case for basketball.
Starting
so I think that, and you see where I'm going here, not sure. that I want to take it sure. there, it's this is the last American thing we have left.
Sure.
And I'll be honest with you, I think people like those same people, I think they like that it's not growing in other countries. Mm-hmm. I think they prefer it to only stay in America. This is the one thing that we have that nobody else has. That's yeah. number one. And number two, again, the uncomfortable part is that when it comes to social issues, I think in part due to the money and the non-guaranteed money,
oh, yeah.
NFL players do not speak up
yeah.
as much as NBA players. I don't think yeah. Major League Baseball
or
players
the leagues
do either.
In general.
The
as well.
Leagues in general, yeah. right? It's a really hands off. We don't need to go into the Kaepernick yeah. situation.
I think the NFL just took off the messaging on the helmets as well, or in the end
racism yeah. or whatever yeah. it was. So not we don't have to get into the Kaepernick situation. We all know how that ended. That was really the one guy, and then it went on for a little bit, and then you know it just has kind of died sure. off. Meanwhile, NBA has shirts.
Yeah.
NBA has it everywhere.
I mean, they changed the name on the back.
They changed
of their
the
jerseys.
Name, right? And I think that the people that are claiming that the NFL product is better over and over again, not all, not to yeah. generalize, but a lot of them and a lot of the talking heads, if you look at where they skew, it's very obvious the position that they have on this. And they use the NFL viewership to say, see, if everybody did what the NFL did and yeah. didn't have people speaking out and didn't have the yeah. the players going crazy saying whatever yeah. they wanted, maybe you guys could see the same success as for the sure. NFL. When in reality, it ain't about that.
No,
it's
for sure.
It's yeah. not about that. Yeah. It's about the amount of games and it's about the urgency that the NFL has. That's it to me. Yeah. Did the NBA maybe lose some viewers because of the flopping? Maybe.
Definitely. Yeah. Yeah,
but I don't think yeah. it would be either way. It's not sniffing the NFL, yeah. not because of the rule changes, not because of the politics.
Yeah.
It's because they're only 17 games.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. No, I mean, I would agree with you on the social issues as well. I definitely think that I think that if anything, that's probably the biggest reason why, if you were to point to the NBA losing viewerships, I would say there, I do see a good portion of people complain more about the politics of the yeah. NBA than like as a reason for why they don't watch as to the flopping and the things that actually have to do with the game. So I do think I agree with you that a lot of the times that's brought up and to say, like you're saying, if you just be quiet and don't stick to social issues or you know, just
shut up and
be,
dribble.
Just be a sports league, and that's all I look for you. I do think that that's kind of where that argument does really get brought up the most, 100%.
Well, and also, how many guys have gotten caught in 4K when they sat there during the Kaepernick and everything and said, I'm not watching football anymore,
yeah.
but then they're hopping on the bandwagon now
oh, yeah.
to talk down on the NBA and the viewership, and they've gotten caught quote tweets and whatever saying, didn't you say you were going to stop watching
yeah.
the NFL back
oh, yeah.
when this happened? So it's all bluffing.
Mm-hmm.
And to all the people that say, oh, well, like to your point, and I'm not going against it, when people say, oh, well, I'm not watching because of all the social issues. How many, honestly, I want to know, and there's no way for us to know this, how many hardcore NBA fans did they actually lose due to social issues? Did they maybe lose some people that were on the fence with the NBA? I would say yes, but I don't know if there's anybody that I was born a Celtics fan, I was born a whoever fan, a Sixers fan, whatever, that stopped watching because of the social issues. I think there were people that never really loved the NBA, and it was a reason to get out. Mm-hmm. That's what I think. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's a handful of people out there that went cold turkey, but I, for the most part, I don't think it ruined the sport. Definitely not.
Yeah. All right, got to get to a break. When we get back, we are discussing where the Athletic has the Kings as far as their shooting power rankings. Hint, hint, you're not going to like it. Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports. Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports. Great conversation about the NBA versus the NFL. And Chris and I were just talking. Simone doing a great job behind the glass. Chris and I just talking during the break. And yeah, you know, when you look at a lot of people that did, quote unquote, leave the NFL, or sorry, the NBA, you will notice that a lot of them do tend to be a bit older. And if you look at some of the younger metrics, when we compare NFL to NBA, new media versus old media, if you will, the NBA's Instagram following is way bigger. The NBA's biggest star is so much bigger than the NFL's biggest star if you look at Instagram and social. So I definitely think there's an age aspect, and I don't know what's going to happen, but I would definitely like to have this conversation in about 20 years and just see where we land.
Well, how many people 20 years ago, to your point, would have said, you know, one day, or I guess maybe even further than that, let's say 40 years ago, one day football, it's going to be 7-10 times bigger than baseball is.
Yeah. Well, that's
like,
really
there's
true.
There's no way. I mean, there's just no way of knowing. Yeah. Once a different generation kind of comes into being the predominant age, like what happened, or in terms of culture, like what happens then? What happens when the kids who are, you know, coming up on TikTok right now and watching, you know, NBA highlights on their TikTok feed nonstop, what happens when they turn 30, 40 years old? How what are their viewing habits going to be? I mean, I don't even know how.
We don't know.
I don't even know if Amazon or any of that stuff is going to exist, but I can guarantee that basketball is going to be at the forefront of it all. Because, I mean, it's got the, like, if you, I mean, when I talk to kids in my family all the time, like, it's not, it's rarely ever about football. It's, you know, everyone knows the basketball stars. And to me, it feels like guys relate a lot better to, you know, crazy enough, the Zions, the Jaws, the young stars in the NBA a lot more than you hear anybody. You know, remember Odell Beckham used to have a chokehold on kids all across America because of his one-handed catches. Like, who's that guy? Is it Justin Jefferson for the gritty? Like,
not even close.
Like, who's the young face of the NFL right now? I kind of don't know. I mean, I guess Patrick Mahomes, but
it's Mahomes, and that's one. And Aaron Rodgers and Aaron Rodgers.
His 39-year-old self.
Exactly. And, you know, you make some really good points there talking about who is going to be next, because when I look at what the NFL and NBA are doing right now, honestly, the NFL, they are in a good position. Nobody can say that they're not.
Absolutely.
But as much as they're trying to grow internationally and things like that, nobody is talking about the fact that there is still a CTE issue.
Oh, yeah.
Less kids are playing football, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That number
teams
is,
or schools are cutting their freshman.
They're doing
the seven
player team thing.
Oh,
a lot
yeah,
of
the seven on sevens for
are,
sure.
Are doing that. And I also think to kind of put a bow on this, and we'll get to the shooting power rankings. And lastly, I think a lot of these people that are, oh, no NBA, no this, no that, they are just scorned Michael Jordan fans. And they really just don't like LeBron
James.
They
really don't.
Yeah. I think that's a huge part of
it. No, for sure. I mean,
know?
If Steph were the true face of the NBA the past 10 years, like I could see how maybe the NBA takes an even crazier launch than it kind of already has.
Yeah, a lot of people don't like LeBron. They didn't like the way the torch was carried, right. And because it was Kobe, and maybe it would have been okay. It was Kobe, but then LeBron came in right after. So I think that there's a lot going on. But yeah, I will definitely love to have this conversation in about 20 to 40 years just to see where we're at. All right. It's time for some Kings talk.
Let's do it.
Beam talk. And we are starting off before we get in, and you're not going to want to miss a little later in the show. We will have a breakdown of the Kings' flow offense. You're not going to want to miss that. But first, to lead us into it, let's get the Athletics rankings of their shooting power rankings. Chris, take it away.
Yeah, so this is from The Athletic. This dropped yesterday from Law Murray. And he took a compilation of NBA teams' mid-range field goals made per game, mid-range field goal percentage, threes made per game, three-point field goal percentage, and free throw percentage, brought it all together to see who is shooting. And just by those are about the most raw shooting numbers you can have. Who is the best shooting teams in the NBA? As we know, the Sacramento Kings are at their best. They are a very dynamite shooting team, and clearly, you know, they're just a lot different when they're not hitting their perimeter jumper. So I thought this was a really good number to look at, just in terms of how well the Kings rank amongst other teams in the NBA.
So was this an algorithm or someone's opinion or both?
This is an algorithm. So he took in all of those factors, more so like, okay, the Kings rank first in three-point percentage, but 30th in mid-range. That's then a score, and he puts it into a score or an average of that would be 15. But yeah, takes all of those numbers that I listed previously, takes your rank and puts them into an average, and the list goes off of that average in those things. Just to set the bar, field goal percentage average in the NBA this season, 47.2%, 3-point percentage 36.5, and free throw percentage average is 78.8. Yikes, Sacramento Kings. In first, Oklahoma City Thunder. They average a 7 ranking. They are second best in free throw rate, 14th best in threes per game. You have to scroll down very, very, very far to find the Sacramento Kings ranked all the way back at number 20 for the 23-24 season. Last year, they were ranked 11th at the end of the year. The greatest strength? The Sacramento Kings are third in threes per game. Their greatest weakness somehow isn't free throws. It's their 29th in mid-range field goals per game. The analysis says Sacramento's entire perimeter rotation hunts threes, which puts pressure on teams. But De'Aaron Fox is the only consistent threat in the mid-range. While the Kings are relatively average when it comes to shooting accuracy, the Kings are hurt by Fox's 73.8% and Domantas Sabonis' 66.5% poor free throw shooting. So really it is the fact that, De'Aaron's really the only person who take mid-range jumpers at all. And then the fact that your two highest volume free throw shooters are also bad free throw shooters, it's just kind of, that's definitely anchoring the team pretty hard.
That is bad.
That's not great. That's really bad. Especially when you consider, again, Kings were 11th last year.
Right. All right. Got to get to a break. React to the Kings being ranked 20th in shooting by The Athletic. Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.